With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mountainous waves are thundering ashore along North Carolina's Outer Banks as Hurricane Erin churns northward a couple of hundred miles out in the Atlantic. Longtime Outer Banks resident Tom Newsom decided not to evacuate ahead of the storm.
There is a big storm out there, but due to the proximity of the storm and how close it's going to be to shore here, I feel pretty confident that we're going to be all right as far as tide goes and whatnot.
Coastal Virginia also feeling Erin's fury. Beaches are closed all the way north to New York. In the Southwest, it's extreme heat that's the issue.
There is potential for record high temperatures over the next few days, especially across parts of the western U.S. And interestingly enough, even though we do have potential for record high temperatures over the next few days, the potential for records is, especially with the nighttime minimum temperatures, the potential is more widespread across the Southwest and parts of the Great Basin.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service. With the intense heat comes a threat of devastating wildfires. Close to 600 drones and 40 missiles. Ukraine says that's what the Russians unleashed in their latest attack on Ukraine.
Rescuers evacuating people from a burning house in Ukraine's Sumy region Wednesday after another overnight drone barrage. Fire crews put to work as civilian areas were also hit in Odessa. Russian strikes also targeted ports and fuel and energy infrastructure.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says the attack left at least one person dead, more than a dozen injured. Bed Bath & Beyond says California will not be part of its big expansion plans. The retailer CEO citing an anti-business environment in California. Wall Street Dow futures down 175. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is doing just fine.
According to a study by the American Life League, the nation's largest abortion business continues to prosper despite the repeal of Roe v. Wade, making about $450 million a year in pro-life states alone. Planned Parenthood has raised a huge national hue and cry over pro-life laws and restrictions on its taxpayer funding, but the ALL research indicates that the giant abortion provider is not likely to be going bankrupt anytime in the near future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Yosemite National Park ranger has been fired after hanging a pride flag from El Capitan. Shannon Jocelyn, a ranger who describes herself as non-binary, hung a 66-foot-wide transgender pride flag on the famous climbing wall that looms over the California park's main thoroughfare on May 20th. A termination letter she received stated that Jocelyn failed to demonstrate acceptable conduct. This is SRN News. One of the tallest non-redwood trees on the planet is burning.
It's a fire in a forest, but it's contained to one tree. It's called the Dorner Fir. The Bureau of Land Management says an infrared drone flight made Tuesday detected heat in a cavity of its tree trunk some 280 feet up. Figuring out how to douse the smoldering cavity has been a challenge. Options discussed include building scaffolding or climbing adjacent trees, while a helicopter has been on standby in case a water drop's needed, and sprinklers are in place at the base of the tree. The cause of the fire is under investigation. I'm Ben Thomas.
And the tree is located in Oregon. Uganda has agreed to take deported illegal aliens from the U.S., provided they do not have criminal records and are not unaccompanied minors. Foreign Affairs Ministry says some details of the deal still being finalized. SRNNews.com.